because of Jesus, we have the blessings of Abraham.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir. You have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
You a limp.
Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. That, you know, that's so nice. We had to go back and play that one twice. Yes, we have a blessing through God, through Abraham, into our lives. And we just need to go out and claim it and utilize it for the honor, for the glory of Almighty God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir. You have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all. medicine for this world. By faith, receive
the blessing of Abraham.
Somebody's gonna go get it.
The blessing of Abraham.
It is 7:16 here on WFOM Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com and YouTube. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-800-1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay.
Nothing to gain.
7:24 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And actually, I want to play one more song before we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment. Here's Bishop Hezekiah Walker in LFC. You're going to find out as you establish a prayer relationship with God, He will be all you need. He will be all of your help.
We'll be right back.
It's 7:30 here on WNFO in Medford, Sounds of Praise Ministry. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of our ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that she would have the ability to return to church. Michelle of Medford, that she'd have the ability to return to church. We're praying for Kay, looking for deliverance from upset stomachs and nausea. We're looking, we're praying for V. V's looking for God's continued help and healing of his body. V, looking for God's continued help and healing in his body. Then this S, seeking employment and a return to school for his master's degree. And we're praying for the Thorn family. Pastor Kevin Thorn is suffering from a stroke-like attack, and also for his mother, who's been suffering with a stroke for quite some time. And we're praying for his wife. She will have the strength and direction from God to continue with the ministry and also the business that they have. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We've just celebrated a great Thanksgiving Day, well, many of us anyway. And we thank you, Lord, for being able to, for blessing us in that way, so that we may in turn be able to bless and praise and thank you for all of your goodness, your mercy, and your love. But as we have these requests, Lord, we know there are people out there who still have needs. And so we come before your throne with thanksgiving, knowing that you're going to work on behalf of these individuals because nothing is too hard for you. So we bring Michelle of Medford, Lord, asking you to work on her behalf, that she might have the ability to return to church in the very near future. Open doors, make ways, Lord. Provide a loving environment, an environment where she can also grow spiritually. And she may be able to have friends and individuals, Lord, in this ministry who will encourage her along the way. And may she be the person that you call her to be, so that many might call you blessed, even in and through her life and testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm praying for Kay, looking for deliverance from upset stomachs and nausea. Father, touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Send deliverance right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May he recognize you are the healing Christ, and by your stripes he can attain the victory and the deliverance that you alone can provide. And may he then in turn yield his life totally to your control, so you might accomplish the great and mighty things you ordained for his life, so many may call you blessed, and may many grow in faith in you because of his life and his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And there's V, who's seeking God's continued deliverance upon his body. Touch your servant, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May he be a blessing in all you've called him to do, both in the past, now, and in the future. May it be a glorious future, Lord, because he's yielded himself to you. And may you work great and mighty things in his behalf as he recognizes, Lord, that you are his help, you are his strength, you are the source of his every victory. And may many be blessed and encouraged through his life, through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Then there's S, who's seeking employment and a return to school for his master's degree. Father, right now, take your servant in the hollow of your hand. Bless and strengthen him. Open doors and make ways. Provide for all that is needed. May he recognize, Lord, as he yields himself to you and to your control, that many may call you blessed through his life because of his determination to do those things that are right and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. pleasing in your sight, Lord. And may many call you blessed through his life and through his testimony. And may all the great and wondrous things that you have prepared for him be fulfilled to the honor, glory, and praise of your name. And many in his family and friends may call you blessed through his life and through his testimony, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for the Thorn family, Lord, Kevin, who just had some kind of stroke-type situation, and for his mother, who's been going through that situation for quite some time, and also for his wife, who has now to continue the business that they own and the ministry that they've started. We know it's the work of the devil to stop that which you would have them to accomplish, but we're claiming victory in every area, every situation, all of the things that are going on in his life, Lord. May they be moved out of the way because of your great work in his behalf. And may many call you blessed through their lives and through their testimony. May the church grow, may the business grow and be prosperous. And may many be yielded and strengthened by you to do the things that you call them to do because of their life and because of their testimony, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for all of my family members who came up here for Thanksgiving or went away for Thanksgiving, pray, O Lord, that you would be with them, strengthen them, encourage them, direct them. Supposed to have snow starting this afternoon and running into tomorrow and maybe even on Tuesday. So asking you, Lord, to minister in their behalf. Give them traveling mercies. May they rest here until they recognize it's safe for them to travel over the roads or by plane or wherever they, however, whatever means they're using to travel. May they be a blessing. May they be strengthened. May they be encouraged because of all you're going to do in their behalf. And we praise you in advance for the victories that shall be theirs because of their faith and confidence in you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It is 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we get your information, we're going to begin praying for you immediately. Then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out here in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. As soon as we get your information, we're going to begin praying for you, trusting God is going to work powerfully in your behalf because he is worthy of all our praise. 7:39 is the Sounds of Praise time. And who do we have next? Oh, we have my spiritual brother. Yes, he is. And this is Anthony Brown and Group Therapy and Everyday Jesus here on Sounds of Praise. It's 7:48 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're going to open up an opportunity for those of you out there who've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior to be able to say the sinner's prayer and bless God by receiving his great gift of salvation. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I've heard the message over and over again of my need for your saving grace and your keeping power. And I'm asking you, Lord, right now to cleanse me from all my sin, all my unrighteousness. Make me your child. Empower me to live for you. Make my life a blessing in your sight and among others, so the reality of my salvation may be a testimony that no one will be able to disprove because of the dramatic ways you're making changes within me and through me into the lives of others. So I thank you for all you're going to accomplish, and I'm going to yield myself to you and to your control. I'm going to receive the benefits and blessings that come from knowing you as personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to yield myself to you and to your direction, and find a church where I can be a blessing and where I can be blessed. And I thank you for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen. Lisa Page and Royal Priesthood, and I want to say thank you. Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir, this is the one that got us started, and you keep on blessing me.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and on.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and on.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
One more thing.
day of my life. I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over,
over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see, you gave me a tongue to talk. I wanna thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me. Keep on blessing me.
It's 7:57 here on Sounds of Praise, December the 1st, and Jada is here getting ready for another hot date, so you stay tuned for that. Hopefully we got our program in, even though it wasn't as we had planned, but hopefully I got the message across. Every day can be a day of thanksgiving to those who place their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and recognize all the good things that he's accomplishing daily in their lives. So until next Sunday, we're going to break out the Christmas music. And they'll probably run all the way through to the end of the month. But that's up in the air. We'll see what happens. So anyway, till next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
And if it had not been for you, Lord, I would be standing here today. You made a way for me.
You made a way for me.
You made a way for me. And you did it all. If I can get a witness out there, or to clap your hands, if you know you've been blessed, or to help me tell the Lord, you keep on.